Scripture is not just a book that we read. It is a book that reads us. And a lot of times, Scripture is not meant to flatter us. It exposes us. Romans chapter 3, verses 9 through 18 is not comfortable reading. It's like a mirror held up to the human condition, and every verse strips away illusion. There's no righteousness, there's no understanding, there's no seeking, there's corrupt speech, there's sinful actions, there's no fear of God. And none of this is exaggeration. It is diagnosis. And like any good diagnosis, it's meant to lead to treatment. James chapter 1, verses 23 and 24 warn us about looking into the mirror of God's Word and then walking away unchanged. So don't do that here. Let this passage do its work. Let it humble you. Let it expose you. Let it drive you to Christ. Because right after this dark section, the light of the gospel breaks through. Verse 21, now the righteousness of God has been manifested. So you don't stay in the mirror. You are to run to the Savior. Pray this prayer with me today. Father, let your word expose what needs to change and lead me to Christ as my only hope. And here's two peoples that you can pray for today. BJ and Jill Sanders and their family are missionaries in Papua New Guinea, and the Luo LifeWord broadcast that's for the people of Kenya and Tanzania.